Kumlen Ablat Gemara. It's a long blot today. We're up with Avtzadi Tess Amad Aleph. We're still continuing to learn about Yemei Samashiach. We're up to about six lines from the top. Tanya would be learned. Rabbi Lezer says, Avtzadi Tess Amad Aleph, six lines from the top. Yemei Samashiach Aboim Shana. The days of Mashiach will be 40 years before we get to the next period of Tchis HaMesim. Shenemar says, Aboim Shana Okud Bedar. I will take the Yidin for 40 years and I'll rule over them. Sorry? Hey. Yeah. Okay, means in the future, so therefore not only in the Midbar, but also in the future, Mashiach will come till Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Lozem Razayu and Rabbi Zazayu says, because 40 years will be Yemei Samashiach, and then it will be the period of Tchias HaMesim. Rabbi Lozem Razayu, Mashiach Mashana, 70 years will be before we have Tchias HaMesim, Shanaimar, it says, will be on that day. It'll be on that day, even Ishkachas Tzoy Shibim Shana, they'll find over there, they'll be 70 years long, and B'mei Melech Echad, the days of one king. Ezo Melech Meyuchad, which king is one that's singled out? Havi Eimer is Mashiach, and it says 70 years. Rebbe Eimer, Rebbe says, Shloisha Doide, it'll be three generations. Shenemet says, Yira Ucha Im Shemesh, I will see you with the sun, V'lifne Yoreach Doide Doidim. And before the final sun and the moon, all that, I'll see you for three generations, which is Doid and Doid Doid, three generations. Before we said that Yinan was his name. Abhil says, which we had yesterday, an extraordinary statement, Ain lehem Mashiach liso. There's no Mashiach to the Eden. So Rashi learns Pshat that only the Eibishter will take care of the Eden. There won't be any human being that will take us out of Shekvar. Achlu mechizkiyo, because we already had Mashiach at times of Chizkiyo. But Ahmed does not like Rashi's pshat, because then what do you mean Shekvar Achlu mechizkiyo? If Mashiach will be the Eibishter, then it didn't happen in the times of Chizkiyo. So the Ahmed understood Hillel literally. There is such a thing as Mashiach, which is very hard to understand. Om Rabbi Shavu said, Shorli Mori, help him. The Rabbi Hillel, Chizki Eimus Habe, when did Chizki live? By Zishin. Really, his Chaya comes now by Sheni. His Chaya, his test is giving us Nevi'ahs all about the future in the Bay Sheni. In Treyosa, his Chaya. And he says, it's not Chaya ben Yoda HaKoyen. That was a Novi in Bay Zishin. This is Chaya ben Brachy. But Omar, and he says, Gili Mo'oid Bastien, be happy Bastien, Hareye Bashro, scream out Bashro, he Malka Yoviloch. It will come to you, tzaddik v'nevosh, and he will help you. Who oni v'reicha v'chamoy? A leader and a ben asayin will come on a donkeys and take you out. So Mashiach, the later Novi talked about it, after Chizki HaMelech passed away. Can't be what Hillel said. Tanya, let's eat the chalab, let's eat the Mashiach, how long is the Mashiach? 40 years. Ksiv hocha. Over here it says, that I fed you in the midbar, I gave you the mon. We should be happy as many years as we were when we punished, when we suffered. The years that we saw bad. So 40 years there, 40 years there. They said, I'll use the same idea, but not 40 years. 400 years. Now this 400 years now is hard to understand. We're in Topshin Ayin Chest. There isn't 400 years anymore left to the world. According to Avtina, the world's going to end now in 222 years. So therefore, this Gemara must be arguing on that. No. End. So we learned 2 days ago. Kisiv Hoch, it says here, Vavodin v'inu Moisah HaMeshah, they suffer 400 years. So, Samcheni Kimoisi Nisanu, so it has to be 400 years of Mashiach. Kisiv Hoch, Samcheni Kimoisi Nisanu. Rebbe says, Gimu Meos v'shishim v'chamesh shonim. I think it'll be 365 years, Kiminyu Moisah HaMeshah. 365 days in a year, and the Ebershter day is a year. So therefore, 35 days, because Yom Kishana by the Meraglim, Shneimar Ki Yom Nokim Belibi, that the day that will take revenge is in my heart. Shnayz Guli Ba, and the year of my redemption will come. So a year will be a day. My Yom Nokim Belibi. What do you mean? Sorry, a year will be a day, just like by the Meraglim, and therefore, it's a year. 35 days. 35 years will be the Mashiach. According to another verse, sorry. Because a person lives so many years. You'll have 222 years, we'll have Mashiach. It's a long time.
The whole thing will end?
Yeah, it will become Ruchnius, whatever we had, different Shatim, we had in Gemara before. The different Shanim talked about. But then we have, Rashi brings another opinion, not 365 days, which is 365 years, but 365 years, which is times 365,000 years, we'll have Mashiach. But 365,000 years. My yom nakam belibi yom reichen alibi galisi. It wouldn't be to my heart. I only reveal it to my heart. I didn't reveal it to my limbs. That only my heart knows, but I didn't speak. I didn't speak about it. Shimon lokish on my alibi galisi la malachashol galisi. I know the date Mashiach will come, but I never revealed it to my malachim. Even they don't know. Tony Avim Avrei Babu, like we had yesterday, Leo didn't know when Mashiach will come. Avim says, Rabbi Babu, you might have Mashiach Yisrael, Shiva Salaf Mishana, that I hold you might have Mashiach will be 7,000 years. Remember it says, in Mashiach Chosin Al-Kala, Yosel Ayel Koyach. Just like a Chosin Al-Kala, 7 days, it'll be 7 years. So the same thing over here, the Abishtah, so 7 years, and a day is 1,000 years, so 7,000. That's right. The days of Mashiach is Kibi Yom Shibra Oilam Adachshav. The days of Mashiach, when Tzadik Tessam and Alf, you have the wrong thing?
Just finishing.
Oh.
Make a seal.
The days of Mashiach is from the world's created until today. Shememar says, Kimei HaShemayim Allah Oretz.
So but the by prolonging the goal is the Ebbish, just prolonging the days of Mashiach.
He's saying it as many years as the world was created. The world now is 5,788 years. That's how many years we're going to enjoy Mashiach. Because that's Kimei HaShemayim Ala Oretz. Just like that you're going to be in Ezra Saman Yibri, you make me even Echam Ala Adam, you're going to be in Ezra Saman as many years as made the world, which is 5,788.
This world may not be bottom line, because I think the Rambam said a while ago, not to try to work out everything.
Exactly. He says that I agree with you, but the world didn't start from Adam, because that world was finished. The world started again from Lech. Interesting, Machleikus, when do we start counting the world as we know it? From Lech or from Adam? Shnema, Kimei Noach Zoisli. After Mabel? From the Mabel. Because it's in the Pasik, Kimei Noach, it says in Shai, it says, Kimei Noach Zoisli, these waters were water that come down, Asher Nishbaiti that I swore. And we put the word Ki and Mei together as if Kimei Noach, the days of Noach. The days of Noach till today, whatever how many years that is, from the year, let's say, 1948, until
1948 was Avram.
1948 was Avram was born, So whatever year it was, till now. Okay. When they talk about the great times that are coming ahead, they're talking about the times of Mashiach. But le'ilam haba, when it comes to the period of Chesed Meisim, according to the Ramban, or according to the Rambam Gan Eden, ain l'rosel kim zol secha, no one knows what Gan Eden is. Yasel mechkelai, they'll only enjoy it those who waited for him. Well, pligi de Shmuel, you know, as you're saying that all of these wonderful things that happen, Mashiach come, all these nisim, just argue to Shmuel. We had in Gemara Brachah, then Shmuel says, ain bein olam hazeh, and Shabbos lo meisim Mashiach, elashim machu bevad. There's no difference in olam hazeh. And there's no difference, only that we will no longer be oppressed by the goyim. But otherwise, the world will continue running its own natural course. Or even there'll be miracles, it won't be as extraordinary as it says in Tanakh. All the Rebbeim said all these wonderful things. They were talking about Bala Tshuva is, but when it comes to Tzadik Gomer, no one knows, appreciates Tzadik. No, but Tzadik Gomer is greater than Bala Tshuva, says Rabbi Yechon. Upligat Rabbi Wu, this Agi Rabbi Wu says that Bala Tshuva is greater than Tzadik Gomer. And the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Wu. The Rabbu said, "Mokum shabal shuvayni ain't tzadikim murim ain sham." This gift says, "Ain't tzadikim ain sham," and in the brachas it says, "Ain't tzadikim murim." Shneimer says, "Shalom, shalom." Maybe she makes peace first, la rochek, and then la karev. So first la rochek is about tshuva; he's far away, coming close, and then the karev to the tzadik. So we see the word that a tzadik gomer is a lower madregi than about tshuva. What's Rabbi Yechon do with this pasuk? But Eisha Rochik v'hadar Karev. My Rochik, Rochik di Mikarev. Somebody is about Shuvah, far away. Well, my Karev, Karev di Mikarev. Always close. With the hashtag, Rabbi Yechon, Omar, he'll learn, don't forget. The Rochik means Rochik Maveda, which is the Tzaddik. The Eisha goes to Rochik Maveda first. Karev, Shuvah, Karev Maveda, about Shuvah. When it's Rachim Mena, but then he moved away from Maveda, came over to Mitzvah, about Shuvah. So according to Rabbi Yechon, Karev is about Shuvah. Kirav lechaykim is the wrong word to use. It's richu kraven.
Only if you hold like a rabot, it works.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't like it when they said kirav lechaykim. But the idea came from this pasuk.
Who's the one who could say who's kirav, who's rochik?
All the wonderful things we're promising with people who are marrying their daughters to Talmud Chacham, or Vila Isa Prak Matya Talmud Chacham, or he gave business away of the Talmud Chacham so they can have a panasa, be covered. Ula Mahan, the Talmud Chacham, and Chacham, if not business, just to help out Talmud Chacham when you saw a relationship. Regarding the Talmud Chacham itself, no one can even imagine the kind of schar Talmud Chacham has. My ayin leirasa. What do you mean? I didn't see. What possible schar could it be? Rabbi Shimon Levi is a yain hamashumur ba'anova of Mishnei Mebreisha. This is the wine that was stored from the Mishnei Mebreisha. We're waiting for that aged wine. It was aging and aging. The 5,788-year-old wine. Famous song. What's that? Mishnei Chukumen. Yain hamashumur. We're going to drink. We're talking about Aden. No one has an idea what Aden is. What do you mean, no one has an idea? Adam Elisha lived there. Aden, I am, nobody saw. Adam was there for a day. But Gan, he was only in the garden. Gan, who Aden? Isn't Gan and Aden the same thing? This is some of all about. So the river flows out of the Aden to water the Gan. So there's a Gan and there's an Aden. Two different things. Adam only made it to the Gan part of it. He didn't make it to the Aden part of it. So we had over here the Megala Ponim Terjuk Alocha. We had Epicurus. Normally we translate Epicurus as like the famous Greek skeptic Epicurus, which means somebody doesn't believe in Eibushter. But here, because we already have someone says Tainu Shemayim, Epicurus obviously means something else. Tarabonim says the pasuk in Bishlach Yitvana Vayabaza insulted the words of the Eibushter. You breached. He kores tikkores. If you cut off, where he had before them, it says he kores tikkores. Means umhazen, umhab, and all that. Somebody says there's no teidim in the shemaim. The teidim was written by Moshe. This is an apikadis. We'll see what apikadis is. Which is not an apikadis. So you have three things here. We have somebody who doesn't believe Tzeis Amin HaShemayim, somebody who's an Apikadis, and somebody who's a Megaloponim B'Toyda Shalak Halacha. That's Mitzvah Heifer. What does that mean? That Meifer Bris Bosso, that's somebody who doesn't mal himself properly, or removes his Midas Milim. He Kores, Ti Kores, he Kores, Mahazi Kores, Mahaba. Mekana Rebbe Lezama Doi. The famous, the Mishnah B'Yavis, HaMechal Es HaKotchim. If somebody's Mechal Kotchim, VaMevazes HaMoyedis, he Mevaz HaMoyedis. The famous Rashi over here, Rashi says, what's Moedis? If you learn normal Mishnah, Pshat in the Mishnah, what's Mevaz HaMoyedis? Insult Yom Tov, you don't treat it properly. Rashi says here, Moedis, Choylo Shal Moed. Everybody wants to know what's Rashi talking about. The Rambam is talking about Moed. The Yom Tov itself. Why does Rashi say Chol HaMoed? So some of the Acharim want to learn, if I remember correctly, and this is talking about Machlekes, if not working on Chol HaMoed, is Issa the Raisa or Issa the Rabban? Machlekes tastes about my cotton, otherwise it's according to Rashi. And not working on Chol HaMoed is the Raisa. That's what Shitosa says. It's not, because if we'll be talking about Yom Tov itself, we would have said Mechal HaMoed. What's Mevaza? Mevaza is the working of Chol HaMoed. Since it's also the Raisa, it fits into this Pasuk. But according to those who hold that working on Chol HaMoed is only us the Rabbanon, can't be talking about Chol HaMoed, so it must be talking about Yom Tov itself. But in general, Rashi says Chol HaMoed. Remember that. Know how that fits into this whole thing. But if you insult your friend in public, you can have all the mailers. You forfeit your chelik in the world to come. For mevazes and meides is ranks there all the way on top. Tanya, we learn in another place. Somebody says there's no teidim in the Shemayim, that he's insulting Hashem's word. Even if he said that, yes, the teidim in the Shemayim chutz mepasik ze, except for one particular pasik. Shli amru hakadosh baruch hu lemoshe mepiatzi. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu said himself, zeu ki dvar avai bazi, insulted the word of Hashem. Everything in the Shemayim chutz addicted. For example, an extra letter, even that. And Moshe Rabbeinu inserted that or deleted that is already considered in the Chelim Haba. Or Mikal V'Chaymer. He doesn't agree with the Kal V'Chaymer. And unfortunately, I have a hard time understanding because we learn Kal V'Chaymer as a Svara. And a Kal V'Chaymer can have a Pircha. Why can't he say, unless it's a Kal V'Chaymer that nobody in the Gemara argues and everyone agrees with? And we learn halacha from there. And he says, the Shavah says, the Shavah, Kidvaravai, Boza. again, we have constant machlokes in the Gemara about Gzeirah Shavas, whether the Gzeirah Shavas exists or not. But they learn another. Remember, we had Tosafot that the number of Gzeirah Shavas are given over, and they can just argue what they are. So the people who argue in this Gzeirah Shavas, but they agree to another. They hold there's another Gzeirah Shavas. That's not what we're talking about. My guy who doesn't agree with this number. Tanya ha'yidam me'ayim ha'loim toidah me'lamda. Hear this. Ha'loim me'toidah ve'inim me'lamda. If you learn toidah for yourself and you're not prepared to share it with others, zehu dvar avaya bazel he karis to karis. Be out there and teaching others. Last name, sorry.
The Rebbe always said that, you know, somebody who knows olive should teach olive. Someone who knows a base.
Yeah, so he's talking about he cut us to cut us. And Dvaravai buzzard means you don't think it's valuable enough that you can share with others. But you're insulting the Abish's word. He doesn't take Mishnah seriously. Anybody has time and is able to learn Taita and doesn't learn falls under the gedda Dvaravai buzzard. Rabbi Shmuel is Oved Avodah Kechavim. Someone who worships Avodah Zarah. That the Dvar Havai Baza, how does Dvar Havai Baza come with Avodah Zarah? Mayin Meshmo, how do you see that? The Tanya Rabbi Meshmo, Ki Dvar Havai Baza, insult Hashem's words. Because remember, in Nasas HaDibris, which words did we hear directly from Hashem, not via Moshe Rabbeinu, only the first two Dibris, Anoichin Le'ilcha. So if you are going ahead and you're worshiping Avodah Zarah, it's the Dvar Havai, the two words that we heard from the Abish, the two Dibris, we're insulting. If you learn daf yomi, and you don't chazer, you're planting but you're not harvesting. You're not going to reap the benefit because you're going to forget. Rabbi Shua says, "Mishkach, if you learn tayin and you forget it, so it's much stronger because in Eino Kaitzer means you're not doing anything, you're passive. Here you actually he's saying it's much more than just being passive. The fact that you're not chazering means it's as if you're actively doing something to forget, which is much stronger. The Kaivedis. Sometimes it's a mess. So the Kaveda, you have to bury it. That means you're implicit or you're complicit in this forgetting. Abakiva says, Zem bechol yoyim. You should sing the Torah every day like a song. You have a song. You know the song. You know the words. But you sing it over and over again because you like it. So two Torah should be the same thing.
Didn't David HaMelech get into big trouble?
Smidus Karisala. Yeah, because it's the way Chassidus explains over there.
Thank you. But
Here
it's recommended practice.
He's saying it should be like a song. You should repeat it again and again. Abri Yitzchak, but in this regard, it should be like a song. It says in the pasuk, "Nefesh omal om laloi," that a person should work hard. Ki okev al apia should be saddled to his mouth. Who omal b'makom zeh? But Torah says, "Mezal b'makom acha." You work over here, and the Torah will work for you somewhere else. Rashi is talking about you want the seidus. You want to know all the timing of the Torah, behind the Torah, and then Leibish will reveal to you. Every person was created to work hard. Shemot says, "Ki adam lo amal yulad." A person was created to work hard. No such thing as retiring. A person has to work hard. Any day, I don't know what does work hard mean. Im lo amal pe means work hard with your mouth. Nibra, that's what Leibish wants from us. Im lo amal malacha, physical work, manual labor. Nibra kishuaime ki akav lo pia. But I saddled his mouth. Have the aim pen nivra. The Abish wants you to work with your mouth mainly. But what to do with your mouth? But I know your name, Lamal Taida, Im Lamal Sikha. The Abish want me to learn Taida all day. He wants me to talk and blab all day. When he says, you shouldn't let the Taida leave your mouth. Have the aim Lamal Taida nivra. The Abish wants us to work hard by learning Taida as much as possible. That's what he wants us to do. I know what Rabbi said. Kula gufim. Rabbi said, all the bodies, all the people, the roof to Geninu were created to work hard. Tuvia le dezochi, to have a roof that I said, the ones who are zeche, what's the hard work going to be? They're going to be working hard and learning Taita. Noyef isha chasalev, that somebody who desires another woman is chasalev, is lacking in understanding. A person who learns Torah a little bit here, a little bit there, is like he's mizana a whole bunch of different women. But Hatish Katam.
He doesn't have a proper relationship with anything he learns.
Exactly. Shenemer says, Kinoyim, the Torah is beautiful, Ketishre, Bebitcha, if you guard them in your stomach, you koinu yachdel secha, that you're mechum focused on your lips. It said the nefesh that you made biyad rama ze menashe ben chizkia that this is talking about menashe ben chizkia shehu yoyshe v'doydish by goydish goydish adaf. He's making fun of different parts of the Torah. He's mocking different parts of the Torah. Because in the podcast shehu megadif and v'nichas and so forth. What this referring to Menashe and the Torah referring to Menashe Mechisya, for example. He said, there's certain psukim of the Torah that are absolutely meaningless. They teach us nothing, they're just a waste of words. For example, the sister of Loitan is Timna, who cares? Or the Timna heisa Pelegish Alifaz, the Timna was married to the Alifaz, who cares? Or even the Yelich Reuven Mekzir Chitim, he went in time of the season of the harvesting of the wheat, and he found the Dudoim, the daffodils, whatever it was, these different spices in the field. Who cares? Yotz, Basko Vamrloi, so Basko came out and said to Menashe, Teisha Bachicha, Tetabe, Benimcha, Titan Doifi. You're sitting amongst your brothers, you're making fun of Benimcha, you're making fun of the, you know, you're from Yehuda, from Leah's side, and you're making fun of your brother on Leah's side, from Reuven, Titan Doifi. These are people who mock the Torah. If I would have done this and be quiet, the Misa Hayyais, you'll think that I'm just like you. I agree with anything you said, making fun of the Torah or different psukim of the Torah. I'll have to reprimand you and place it before your eyes. He pulled us in with these false ropes, like these very thick ropes that hold the yoke together. He sinned. Micah Abbas or Agolo, what does that mean? With these very thick ropes, what does that mean? When you start, he's like a chuch al kuvya, like a shoelace. You know, it's very, very thin. He says, well, maybe do the Veda, tempt you. Starts off very small. And the Veda he starts off is not even a Veda. Well, the save Daimel or Agolo, finally you go down so far down the track, when you want to turn around, suddenly you find out it's not just a little shoelace, it's a thick rope, it's very hard to do tshuva. But the fact is, he mentioned these questions. What's Taka Pshat? Why is it saying Torah? Achoyis Leitin Timna Mayi. What does it teach you? Interesting Gemara. Timna Bas Malachimi. She was a princess. The Chesiva says Aluf Leitin Aluf Timna Aluf is from the royal family, but they themselves never made it to become royal. Chol Aluf Malchusab Leitaga, the royal family, but they themselves didn't become a king. They were just an officer or a minister. So since she was a sister of Timna, who was a king, she wanted to become a Yid. She went to Avram, then she went to Yitzchak, then she went to Yaakov, the Lake Blue refused to marry her. So she decided to marry Eliphaz. Why? Omra, she said, I'd rather be a maid to this nation, to Eden, than rather being a queen or an officer for the Goyim. Nothing me know. So she gave birth to Amalek, the Tzarinu li Yisrael that oppressed us from evermore. My timer, why? The loyi boy, because the Eliphaz comes from Yitzchak. The loyi boy lelochia. Why would we punish? Because they should have accepted her. Mefarshim have a hard time understanding. We learned in today that nefesh is also b'charim. In this week's parsha, I never also because that Avram was Megaya Anoshim and so Megaya Anoshim. Here comes a woman on her own. She's make me a yid. Why they refuse her? And she's in the royal family. Why they refuse her? So someone has said because she said I'm doing it in order to marry a yid, and it says that you shouldn't. If somebody says I'm doing it in order to get married, you should not accept the get because of the ulterior motive. But that's hard to understand as well because if that's the halacha, then what did they do wrong? Why were they punished? Anyway, Vayelech Reuven makes Yechitim, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, was at the Amra, Mekan, Tzadikim, everything, so why he waited till the time of harvest. He did not go out in the field, people accused him of stealing. He waited till after the time of harvest, so whatever's left in the field, people don't want to elect a tshicha, and therefore he's not over Gzela. That's why the Torah is telling us to show you how honest we have to be. Vayimotze Dudoyim, but now we're digressing, my Dudoyim, what exactly is this Dudoyim? I have no idea what they are. Rav says it is Yavruchi. And Rashi says that he doesn't know, so it's a good company.
Chumash brings on Sigli, he brings the word Yasmin, Jasmine.
Yeah, that's right. But he says here.
That explains why she wanted it. Because Jasmine is a fertility drug. Jasmine contains in it.
Aphrodisiac.
Why do you think Rachel wanted it so much? She to swap with Leah for this flower.
Did he bring
interesting.
It to Lazar, or did he have in mind what he shouldn't have had in mind?
Reuven, he was a tzaddik. We had more Shabbos of Nibes, Misha, Amma, Reuven, Chata, Ein El Toya.
Reuven didn't.
Yeah, for his mother. So, then he, yeah.
They brought flowers for his mother, but Rachel saw it and she wanted it. So
that's
she
right.
Swapped the night with Yaakov.
Yeah, but what was
pure. Yeris Lama, Siviski. Okay, another kind of something Rashi says. Amr Alexander Kolaisi, but Tadel Lishma, Mesim Shalom, and Maisha Maila, Maisha Matu Evelyn, Tadel Lishma is making Shalom between the Abishte and the Malachim from above, and down here she never says, Oz, then Yechazi Bemuzi, I will strengthen my strength. Yas Shalom Li, Shalom Yasli, make Shalom for me twice. One of the Maila Matu. Rava Makilu Bonapaltin Shemaila. As if he built palaces or homes above and below Shemaim, of us in whatever picha, I'll put my words in your mouth. I will tell Yodi kisesicha with the shade of my hand. I will cover you l'ntoyah Shemaim. Let's order it. Plant the heaven and to create foundation on this world. He protects the world. Shemaim says, I will tell Yodi kisesicha, the shade of my hand. I covered you. Levi Yama. Levi says, Af mekadim is a gula mekadim. The gula Shemaim says in the pasuk. They can finally say to Shlaim, you're my nation. That's when Mashiach will come. If you teach your friend's son, as if he created them. Remember, it says that we just said yes, there was a nefesh asher osu b'chadon. They made them, they created them. And Rebbe Mekila also did Teira, as if he made them for Teira. She never said, "The Shmata did Rebbe Zeva." I see some of them. You made them, and it's written Atem. Rabbi Mekila also alatzma, as if they made themselves. She never says, "I see some of them." Atem. Not only you made them, but you also made yourself into a different person. Now that you're teaching Teira, as we said before, that you know, if you don't teach Teira, you're by a buzz, not a special person. Whoever forces a friend to do a mitzvah, Milo Koski, also if you did a mitzvah itself, remember it says in Pasik, you said, Hashem, take your stick with you to Umatcha Asher Hikisaboy Hayoir, and the stick that you hit the thing, you know, go show the Eden of the river. But it was Aaron who did it by the Makkas. Since Moshe enticed Aaron to go ahead and do the mitzvah, Mal Koski was if he did it himself. Before we have a hard time understanding, because we're handling a Marash Babasra, that if you convince someone else to give tzedakah, it's as if you gave tzedakah. According to this Gemara here, it's not good tzedakah, any mitzvah. What's the big deal about tzedakah? Then you want to make a big deal about tzedakah, that if you convince others to give tzedakah, it's even better than you giving yourself tzedakah. And here, any mitzvah. But the Lashon there actually is, and they will try to give them shot, but there's that God Lamasa Yosim and Aisa. Here it says they're equal. That Hamasa is Kilosa, right? So you're equal to the guy who did the mitzvah. By Tzedakah it says Hamasa Yosim and Aisa. That if you get other gifts, Tzedakah is even greater than what they did. So there's a big difference. So I'm not sure what their question is. But anyway, Apikadis. What's an Apikadis? In the sense of here, you have no chegim haba. Someone who disparages a Talmud Chacham. Worse. Not only Vazat Chacham, it's even worse than Apikadis. Apikadis is a lower level. What's an Apikadis? You're insulting somebody, but a Talmud Chacham has to hear it. And that in itself is such a shameful thing. Then, which is far greater, that's Megalopony B'Toyla Galocha. You hear what Megalopony B'Toyla Galocha doesn't mean that you only that you take a pasuk in the halacha and you teach incorrectly. If you're a Mevaza Tamarov, you're also Megalopony B'Toyla Galocha. In other words, because who's a Teda? The Rabbanim, the people of Tamil Chacham, those who learn the Teda. And if you're making fun of a Tamil Chacham, you're making fun of the Teda. Okay, makes sense. But a man, dama mevaza tama chacham atzabekedes. If you insult him, chacham atzabekedes, what could be worse than insulting tama chacham? So what's a megala potim betayna? What's exactly a megala potim betayna then? He gave Menashe bechizkiah. Well, Menashe chizkiah, he made fun of the Torah itself. So making fun of people, that's apikadis, even a Talmud Chacham. But making fun, like he said, who needs achayis later timnan? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu waste his time? That is considered timna. That is considered mevaze achayis later timna. We could master a sefer other than a sefer. Megala upon the Torah, some as reveals Torah, which is worse than apikadis. The Rambam is a mevaze achayim before the Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yehoshua says, "Mevaze es chaveda b'fnei Talmud Chacham." Is bishlo ma da mevaze Talmud Chacham atzmai. So megale ponim b'toyde mevaze chaveda b'fnei Talmud Chacham. And if you say mevaze b'chacham megale, bishlo ma da mevaze b'chacham atzmai is megale ponim b'toyde. Makes sense then. Mevaze chaveda b'fnei Talmud Chacham is not apikadis. Okay, I understand two levels. Eleman d'omer mevaze chaveda b'fnei Talmud Chacham is megale ponim b'toyde. Is apikadis again? What's apikadis? Those people walk around. You know what apikadis is? A guy says, he doesn't make fun of the rabbani. He says, oh, what do I need the rabbani for? They could teach me something. What are they helping for? And Rashi says here, it's important Rashi to remember about the rabbanim. Mayahani, six lines in the bottom. They walk around saying, what do I need the rabbis for? Right? I know how to learn myself or something. Says Rashi, on yodin, they don't know, sha'olam miskayim aleihem. You know why the world exists? We had a few days ago the 36 Asher Chai Kaloi, and that the tzaddikim who are holding up the world. Anyway, right? Tanu, they know how to read. I just know how to read. You know, I just know how to learn. This is not apikadis. If you're saying what do I need a rabboni for, that goes right up there with megala ponim b'toyde legalocha, because it says im lebrisi yom avalayla. If not for the fact that I have people learning toyde constantly, chukas shemayim v'arets, that's something that would have created the world in the first place. In other words, the world benefits from tamid chachamim. And if a guy walks around saying who needs yeshiva bachrim, who needs tamid chachamim, and so on and so forth, they are apikadisim. I agree, but Mahachanam is coming off another portion. It says that we need Tamil Chachamim. It says in the Pasik, when Avraham Avinu was asking the Eibush to save this Doim based on Fifth Zikim, he says, "When the Sazi Lachol Hamokah, by what Eibush said, if I find Fifth Zikim, I will forgive this Doim." It means that the world exists because of Tzadikim. So it's much worse if you say you don't need Shibach, let them go fight or whatever it is. We don't need Shibach, then you are in the gedder of an. Not only applicators, but you're in the gather of Megala Polymetrez Regalacha. You know what it means, an applicators? Applicators is you're sitting in front of your Rebbe. The Nofale Shmaita Beduch, in the middle of your discussion, suddenly you have another discussion of another place. This is what we say. Hossam, Hachemin Hossam. He said to Rebbe, oh, but it says somewhere else differently. And he didn't say Rebbe. He didn't start out your statement. You're in the middle of a discussion. And you didn't say Rebbe. Our Rebbe said, or a Rebbe said, the fact that you didn't have covered, you lost the covered even for 1 minute, you're ready to get an applicators. You have to have. Rabbi Amak, this is like Binyamin, the doctor, Dominic. My Hani Rabbanim. What do I need Rabbanim for? He made the following statement. What do I need a bun for? They never said that a raven is mutter. In other words, whatever it says in the Torah remains. I thought the Rabban would come over and change the Torah. The Torah says, now I eat a raven, they agree. The Torah says, you're allowed to eat a dove, they agree. What do I need them for? When somebody from the family of Binyamin, who used to make fun of the Torah, came over to ask, no, they were frum, but they just were a little apocryphal. Ask a shayla about something kosher today, this is what he would say. If he once saw a reason to be matted it, he would say, I just matted to you a raven, because it looks treif, but I found a heter for it. If he found a reason to ask it, even though people might think it's mutter, amalu just ask for you a dove. So we see that you need a rabbanim, but we know the ins and outs, how to navigate our way through the morass of all these laws of Torah. We'll stop here.